So when you're looking at trying to make up some substantive procedures for trade receivables or trade payables, it's really important that you focus on that figure in the financial position, statements of financial position, so the balance of trade receivables or the balance of trade payables, not on the revenue or the purchases size, because that's the income statement. So in that question that we've just done, a lot of students, they put things like recalculate the total of the sales invoice, which is no good. That's a test of sales, it's not a test of receivables. Or they said agree goods dispatch note to the sales invoice and the sales day book. Well, not the sales day book, but to the receivables balance, so that wouldn't have gained credit. So make sure you take time to read the question requirements carefully and spend time thinking about what is it that you're really looking at here. You know, you're looking at receivables or payables, not revenue or purchases.